know I've been recording this whole time.
Stop it.
This is good content.
This is great content.
5, 4. You keep it.
Oh, I bet.
The countdown only helps me sync up everything. Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Channel Orange. I'm your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I am here with one. This nigga, hit the applause button. Hit the applause button. This nigga, it was yellow. It was green, green, green. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
It's me, John John. Oh, my God, John John. How did you... You know, saying Big Gino, you know, Jonathan, if you're nasty.
Big Gino, shit.
You know, so, you know.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, thank you for having me.
You know.
Thank you for having all this shit. Actually, by the way, this is a lot of impressive shit. I am blown away.
Thank you.
I am blown away right now.
Yeah, they say when you invest in yourself,
Yes.
So
yes.
It's like anything I do like, I do do it. I do the investing.
Yes. All right. So we both work in the same place.
Yes.
Unfortunately, sometimes we do work in the same place.
And the unfortunate part is the work part. Just so y'all understand.
Oh, boy, what do I tell you?
It's unfortunately we work.
Oh, man. I mean, we work hard, but we deserve the money. We deserve all the money we get.
Yes.
We do. What is something that you think people get wrong about working in the post office?
The first thing that is easy. I mean, all right. It is easy, but more so the work itself is easy. But it's like, what you see the mailman doing? He chilling. He just walking. Like, that's all he do. He go to the office, get some mail. He also on the...
Yeah.
None of that. You know what I'm saying? That's the misconception that everybody get.
I give an example. Like, I talked to you before about this shorty that stopped me while I was walking. And, you know, she was like, so, I'm thinking about working at the post office, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, you know, da, 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 da. And this was like the day. It was like 87. So it was a little weirdly hot. So I'm out there, you know, tank top, shooting sleeve on so I don't have a sick fucking mailman tattoo on my arm. Nah, yeah.
I hate that. I gotta give me some more arm sleeves.
Thank you for mentioning it.
Okay,
man. So I'm out there sweating like Jesus just came back and I'm Judas. And she's asking me like, so what's the work like? And I'm kinda looking at her like, bitch, do you not see what the fuck? This is what you're going to be
this
doing.
This is the work. I'm the work right now.
Matter of fact, this is the easy form of, this is light what you'll be coming in. You're going to be out that zone, hiking hills, rain, sleet, snow. You got to get your ass out there. Dunlap.
Oh, yeah. Dunlap.
Dunlap. Crank a motherfucker.
Dixon.
Ooh, the Twin Towers, bitch.
No, that's the real twin.
The Twin Towers, bitch, like that, boy.
That's Hansel and Gretel.
Boy, let me tell you, because when I came in early, like that's we had to do like the asshole routes, like when the routes were different back then. I remember doing Dunlap, and for real.
Yeah, for all of you people that's just getting in the post office, you will be doing the shit end of the work.
Oh, don't think you're going to be sweet, Slim.
Unless your office is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You be all right, you know what I'm saying? The mounted routes, preferably. But
bruh, I know niggas that quit off mounted routes, and I'm like, bro, y'all niggas weren't doing nothing.
Crazy.
They just want y'all to ride around all day. Clean, bro. Your uniform clean, bro. You can go out.
Come on now. Come on now. You go straight from work to
we
the
out.
Club.
We outside. Your clothes in the car.
Man.
We out.
We got to go home and take showers. With,
nigga.
With our routes.
Listen, we get off work. I got sand all over me like we just hit the beach. Sand, pollen, dog shit, everything. Sweat.
pounds and pounds of sweat.
Bro, I remember one day last year.
Gallons of sweat.
I came home and I just laid on the floor. Oh, it was hot as shit that day. I just laid on the floor.
Had days like that. Definitely.
My mother was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm cool, man. I'm just chilling right here for a little while. I look like a starfish on the ground just laying there.
Laid out.
I'm done.
Might even fall asleep there.
I probably did. I probably did, man. So, yeah, back to Dunlap. So, Dunlap, it really, like, real life does train you. Because I remember, like, early starting Dunlap and shit. You know, oh my God, these heels, man, my motherfucking legs, God damn, I'm tired of shit. Yes, sir. Like, by the end of the second week, nigga,
God,
you
give me off this heel.
By the end of the second week, you running up that motherfucker, running that, like, you cranking that joint. That shit ain't nothing.
Man.
It's just something you gotta go through.
Yeah, that's your get over the hump phase.
Yeah.
You can make it over this hump.
Yeah. That's why I'm really convinced that we probably are some of the craziest motherfuckers in the world. Cause we still there. We went through all that shit.
But you know what they say, oh my God, it's a good government.
And it's a good government job. And then niggas say, before you work in the post office, oh, that's a good government job. And then you work in the post office, like, oh, that's not really the government for real. You know, this is a little private government. And then niggas try to crack us and shit.
Exactly.
I was like, nigga, fuck you.
You ain't really the government.
Right.
Come on, son.
Yeah, yes, we are, bro. We get federal holidays.
Man. Federal. We don't get the day after Christmas. Or the day after Thanksgiving.
No, we don't. We get Juneteenth now, though.
Ah, fuck that.
We get Juneteenth now.
We deserve that. Oh, yeah. We deserve that. We should get the whole Black History Month off, and we should pay for it.
We not going to have more than 2 days off in the post office. Now. Do you think there's going to be a day where they do away with niggas in the post office, and it's all going to be like drones and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like, for the most part, we have to take like a drone pilot class or some shit. Cause who gonna man all them drones?
Napoleon. Oh shit! Can you see that nigga in that drone with the white boy like Minority Report with the glasses on?
No, all right, Mrs. Sams. Drop off your package. Back up. Dude, you gotta,
back up.
I fly to hit the drone. I mean the doorbell and shit. You
gotta, hey, can you imagine? Uh-huh. It's like 95 degrees outside. Hey. You walk in and all you hear is like, "Hey John, hey John, it's a fucking drone in the sky. You got a bump. You got a 2 hour bump. I'm sorry."
And then that drone is yeah.
Hey, what if that Joe dropped that bitch off to you?
Definitely, it's definitely gonna drop it off.
He got bump catch.
So, hey, is your truck open? Nigga. Then you know the pro master. Oh, yeah, all them Jones, the bigger Jones now, we can just open the back and they
he ain't gonna do that. It's gonna be cold blooded. He's gonna be like, open your arms real quick. Take this 2 hours. He'll fit in your satchel. Put it in your satchel. All right, there's a refrigerator here. Don't worry about it.
It's over for that.
All right. So what else do people get wrong about the post office? You got to ask this, please. I can't get to the...
I got you.
My man.
Oh!
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? You wanted to hit the back. He was passing, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. What else?
See. Other days people get wrong.
You already went over this. People think it's easy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the main thing everybody already say. I heard it's like high school in there. It is. It's high school for adults. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like old people high school. They ain't in college. It's old people high school.
It's community college.
Exactly.
They got old people in community college too.
It's definitely community
college. It's community college.
It's a bunch of dumb motherfuckers who think they know everything. I mean, some niggas, you know what I'm saying, smart, but for the most part,
man,
they a bunch of dumb motherfuckers.
Damn, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say.
As far as the social part of the post office, I fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of different personalities, different people. I fuck with it.
Do you remember Boykins?
Nah, that was before Battelle.
Oh, that nigga was amazing, bro. when I tell you a nigga who is undoubtedly funny as shit and he not even trying, that nigga is insane, bro. That nigga is insane. I remember one day the phone was ringing because, you know, like the phone would ring all the fucking time because ain't nobody answering that shit.
Fuck no.
The phone was ringing. He was like, "Hello, Temple Hills Insane Asylum." I was like, "That's exactly where we were.
That's exactly what
it is. The Insane Asylum. It's fucking crazy. There's really crazy people in here." That's why I said, if you last in the post office, you have to admit you have a certain fraction of crazy in your soul. Because yeah. We do some crazy ass. You got to be a crazy ass nigga to go out here, walk around in the heavy ass rain.
Every day. Well, not as far as weather go. We'll say, we can say like heat every day. Well, just being outside every day, the same. It's the same thing over.
Like in some bullshit ass. Nigga, we could be, we supposed to be outside if hell opened up, like a thunderstorm.
I know it's a big ass, definitely earth pit in the middle of the ground by your route, but try to do the stuff around it and then come back to the office.
Matter of fact, put on your running shoes so you could jump over the pit. It shouldn't be that deep, and you have a pit.
Come on now. You got pepper spray.
You got pepper spray. Okay. Pepper spray the pit, and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. I know it's a demon hell dog outside, but just use your, you might need two cans.
Right. You know, there was one day, it was so funny. It was so funny because there was like, somebody brought some mail back because there was like, they shooting out there.
Oh, I've done that. Hell yeah, boy.
No. Listen. They brought the mail back because they shooting outside. Hook, we need you to take an hour over there. I was like, all right. I was like, hold on. They shooting out there. What you want me to do? Hey, hold on. I'm gonna go over there.
Yeah, like, hey, man. You stronger than they are.
Nah.
You can move fast. You can dodge the bullets.
I can dodge the bullets. Yeah,
they like, you move so fast. No. You wouldn't even have time to shoot you, bro.
No, bro. No. Yeah. They set niggas up for bullshit.
Yeah. It's like, damn. It's like, hey, do me this favor.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma make it seem like I got you in the back end, but I really don't.
I don't.
Because it's like you get shot. Then they like, bro, how'd you get shot?
How'd you get shot?
Like, bro, why would you allow yourself to get shot? It's like,
how'd you get shot?
Nigga.
If you wasn't running that route, you wouldn't have got shot.
Like, you see what I'm saying? They say, hey, you could do it. Just do it fast. But when you get shot, they like, nigga, if you wasn't running, you would have seen.
You would have seen, yeah.
You see? Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible in there.
So, what is your...
It's like an episode of Power in that motherfucker.
What weather condition would most likely make you call out?
Snow, definitely.
Well, that's a given.
But as far as, like, we'll say heavy rain, bruh. Nah, I'm not gonna call out, bro. But it's like, fool.
I'm close.
I'm not trying to walk around outside in that all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to do that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I? No, bro. It's like I fuck with everybody at work, but hey, y'all stupid for going to want to walk in that shit all day. I'm gonna take a sick day, some me time. Why y'all figure that out?
Bite the bullet. Bite the bullet.
Man, y'all just gonna have to talk shit about me, baby.
Hey, look, when I was on the list, nigga, I called out a whole lot more because I was like, that shit cancel out. I did some overtime. Yeah. That shit gonna cancel out.
Hey, you know what's needed?
What? Filter? I do sometimes. Yeah. The condition I hate the most is cold rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like windy, cold rain.
Yeah.
That shit fucks with me, dog.
I feel like, that's the worst, but definitely rain in general.
Mm-hmm.
But them, that steady, constant, heavy.
The wall.
Rain, yes.
The wall. Yeah,
I gotta walk through. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Cold rain. That and cold rain, they running neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that cold rain is like, fuck you. I'm wet.
I could do rain.
And I'm, nah, bro.
I love rain.
I take a hot ass fucking 113 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
Clear weather.
Mm-hmm.
Just hot as shit. Humidity. You could add some humidity in there if you want to. I take that over rain any day. I will sweat my balls away before I walk around and get drenched.
I'll take rain over heat. You got a
whole walking route, bro.
I'll take rain over heat, bro. I just, okay, here's how I look at it. With the rain, you know, on a day like, say you go to work, you look at the weather report the night before and say, rain all fucking day, 100%. Yeah, you're bro. Fucked. All right, fuck. I know it's going to rain.
Or light.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Heavy. No, here's how I look at it. Here's how I look at it as a carrier from working there for like 9 years. Okay, it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm going to get wet. Fuck it. I'm going to be wet anyway. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But when it's fucking, say like it's 65 degrees the day, my Google Maps say, okay, fucking 30% temperature drop. It's going to rain. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean,
I can't do it, but I like the heat too. Like, that's how I know I'm crazy, because I usually wear hoodies when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy person.
I fuck with a hoodie.
People walk up to me and be like, bro, you crazy. I remember 1 year, 2 years ago, a nigga on a bike, I was out there with a hoodie on. He was like, bro, you crazy, bro. Why you got a hoodie on? I'm like, why you on a bike?
What you mean? Why you on a bike?
Get your life together.
I know you wasn't exercising.
He wasn't exercising. I could tell he wasn't exercising.
He had on jeans.
He had on some. He had a shiesty on.
Hey, that's a shiesty wearing niggas fastest transportation. That on one of them electric scooters. I think they upgraded to the electric scooter now.
Yeah.
Or any type of motorized.
I've been seeing niggas on a motorbike, you know, joint you pedal and then a charge then up.
One of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see the niggas on that.
All right.
It's unfortunate that they get around like that.
So you went over the weather condition that'll make you stay home. Which one is your favorite weather condition?
Shit, give me a 65 degree day, light winds, sunny.
65 degree.
A sunny day. So it's like the sun is out. You know, the sun is hot by itself.
Yeah.
Low humidity.
Mm-hmm.
So like no humidity at all, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's like just that sun heat is beaming down on you with a nice cool breeze to cool down that sunbeam. You know what I'm saying? That's perfect for me.
So
perfect.
My thing about
it's like a jacket or no jacket.
65 degrees. I'm definitely wearing a hoodie. I'm definitely wearing leggings.
Exactly.
Shorts.
Can we call them athletic tights?
I'm calling them leggings. let's make it weird as possible.
No, son.
Let's make it as weird as possible, goddammit. This is what we're going to do. They're leggings. I have on man leggings. Look at my leggings.
Can we call them?
Man leggings. Yeah, look at my leggings. Man leggings. Look at my leggings. Hey, man leggings. Look at my leggings. Nah, for real. I started wearing them the year we had cicadas, because there'd be fucking cicadas on my legs, bro.
Yeah, nah, that's annoying. I had one of them just on the back of my neck.
Like, y'all niggas got dreads. Them drones would be in y'all head. You don't even know till you take a shower.
Nah, like, I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, that shit sound close. It's like, bro, it's close as shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fool. And then I just thought. Right, I know it's, and then one time I was like right there, I'm like,
oh no, oh no,
I'm like, come on, fool, get up
something on me.
How the fuck you get up on me like that? Like, I was easy to get up on. That's terrible.
Them jumps was crazy, bro.
Them jumps is the sneakiest bug, bro. You think spiders sneaky? Nah, they get bagged right here and there.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? But
that okay. I would be. I usually, oh, that season is coming too. Walking through spider webs.
Bruh.
And you just freak the fuck out. Like, where was the spider? Where was the spider? The spider on me. Oh my God, what is that?
Ooh. Bruh, that is the worst. I will say that is the worst part about being a mailman for me, bruh.
Walking through spider web. Yeah.
And then it's like sometimes the spider web ain't eye level. Mm-mm. Sometimes it's up high. I wear my hair up.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So it's like, fool, I got to, bruh, that is the worst.
But you got to have more awareness. Up,
yes. So if I wear my head down, sometimes my hair in the way, but it's easier to maintain with the spider webs. Bro, oh, that is the worst, bruh. That's the worst. Walking through a spider web, bruh. But see, me, I be on it. I ain't going to lie to you. Low key, I'm getting
reflexes.
Yeah.
Pinpoint.
Nigga, you gotta look for the light.
Mm-hmm.
Light hit them jumps in a specific way. You gotta catch it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta catch
it's fast.
It.
Yeah. It's a fast little glimpse of a glare of a flash of light.
What I really do is I get super subconscious over gaps.
Oh yeah. I'm this every time.
Yeah, single time.
Every time. Yep.
Cause that's right where they put their house at. Yeah. Right there in the gap.
Like, God,
every
damn,
single
bro.
Time.
I hate the ones that stretch from like a tree way over there. Over there. He done built a big ass. It'll be them big, thick ass brown spiders. It's like, fool.
Yeah.
Why are you right here, bro?
I got respect for them spiders that they put their drone up on like the porch of your house and they sit
you know
in the middle.
The cut.
They cool.
Yeah.
They out the way.
They don't bother nobody.
They out the way. They not fucking with nobody. They cool. Yeah.
You ain't bothering me.
I ain't touching.
You got your shit. You on my shit. I should charge you rent, but you good, bro.
The thing
I fuck with you.
That my biggest pet peeve working in the post office. I probably will say turning my ankle.
Oh yeah. Catching a good roll of that now.
Happens once a week. It just happens.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah.
Especially on walking routes. You step off the curb. Cow. Everybody got hoes in the yards. Cow.
You step off the same curb. You walk through the same yard every day.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow.
This time.
You miss a step. You step in that pothole. You know the pothole right there.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you navigate to. Now I'm in the. Bruh. One time it was raining.
Oh no.
The pothole always fills up with water.
Yeah.
I got like the front part of my shoe. It's open. Little lip hanging down and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not down, but it's like up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it rains, that foot's getting wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all understand.
Yeah.
Got to get good shoes.
Wet always socks.
Protect your feet in the post office. Your feet and your back, I say, is the two main things.
Yeah, your back too.
That you should
for
definitely
sure.
Yeah, your feet and your back, because you don't want to be hunched over in 40 years if you decide to stay like a crazy person.
I've seen that.
And then you don't want to be walking fucked up.
Seen
you
that
know
too.
What I'm saying? So it's like, hey, your feet and your back protected at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Like, what was I saying?
What were you saying?
Damn, that's crazy. Because the foot in the back thing was. It
yeah, was you was talking about the puddle. The puddle okay, that was filled with water. Puddle, yeah.
I know that puddle there, bruh. I walked through that same cut every day.
Mm-hmm. Caught you this time.
Caught me. Whole foot splash. Up to the fucking calf, bro. Splash, whole foot wet. Splashed me all the way up here, bro. Instantly, that my foot is soaked. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, my day is over. Wet feet, day over.
Well, that's
once that happened, the day is over.
That's why I don't mind the heavy rain, because everything's going to get wet anyway, so I'm like, let's just get through this day, man. I'll smoke a couple J's about it. I'll be all right.
Not about feet, bro.
Your feet, I don't like having squishy feet either, exactly. But it comes with the territory. Especially in the snow, you can't help that. Ain't nothing going to help that.
Nah, I see. Whole time. The boots, my snow boots, I love them things.
Oh, well.
They work to perfection.
Mm.
That's all you need. I can wear shorts as long as I got somebody stole my snow boots, bro.
That happened to me too.
Like, bro, why you steal my snow boots?
That happened to me too.
My man's in Virginia. He gave me them chunks. Whoever stole my snow boots at work.
Cold blooded.
You cold.
Cold-blooded.
You cold. I want you to know that.
They ain't gonna wear them until they hit the street anyway because they know they got them from somebody.
Yeah, you hear me? They in their truck.
You got to pull up on them.
In their car. You know what I'm saying? I got to go check everybody, bro. I'm on everybody this upcoming winter if I'm still there. Mm. And I need all my coworkers to watch this. And if y'all don't bring this part up to me at work, I'm going to know you ain't watch it and I'm going to know you ain't support us. So I'll be smiling in my face.
That's insane.
Talking about, yeah, John, I fuck with you.
Fuck with you.
Nah, nigga. If you don't bring up who got my snow boots.
They got it. What size you wear?
Cold. They was a 9.5 jump.
A little foot.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's like a common man size.
Exactly. Bro, I swear.
Common man
size.
As
a kid. Mm-hmm. I can always find my shoe size.
Oh, yeah. They
as an adult, bro, it's like everybody wears a 9, 9.5. Mm-hmm. But, like, to you, everybody wear, what, like, 11.5?
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't say everybody because.
That's crazy. You can find your size?
Yeah, I can find my size.
Everybody wear 9.5.
I can find my size.
9.5 wear.
I just couldn't imagine wearing, like, 13, 14, 15. I'm cool at 11.5.
I love my 9.5, though.
Cool at all. Oh. What, some dead?
Did it cut off?
This one?
That one died. Did it die?
Hot as a bitch.
That's crazy.
Did it die? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one dead. Damn. Oh, this on zero.
Oh yeah, so that jump just went too.
Why is y'all still recording? It's still recording even on zero. That's funny.
It'll probably cut back off.
Yeah, it'll cut off. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, that's fine. That's fine. We're still here though.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm starting.
This is the extended version.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. All right, so
I love the post office though. It's like it's a love hate thing.
It has its moments.
Cause
whenever somebody asks me that, they be like, yeah, "Do you love your job?" I'm like, "It has its moments."
Yeah, yeah. Depending on the day, I'm having a good day. Yeah, bad day. Fuck this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
straight like that.
But now we're getting paid. What I think we're supposed to be getting paid, and it keeps increasing. I mean, it's better now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like that's Uncle Sam, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam is going crazy in them taxes, bro. My last check was $3,500.
Good Lord.
How much is that you think I saw off the taxes? You know what I'm saying? With health insurance and, you know, state tax, federal tax, Social Security, union dues.
Do you
401k?
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
it's another thrift savings.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I think
that
shit
come out of that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Fedra.
Yeah, that shit, bro.
Fedarchy.
So it's like,
yeah.
How much? How much of that you think?
Yeah. But, you know, it has its moments, man.
How much you think I saw? I want to hear you guess.
I don't want to guess.
Guess.
I don't want to be depressed.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't want to be. Okay, you can sell me.
It's $2,100,
bro. Yeah, I figured that.
Like, that's crazy.
I figured that.
It's like, really, though? I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to see at least 28. You know what I'm saying? 27. Nothing less than 25.
Hmm.
21, though, bro.
Can you do something for me?
You hear me? Like, what the fuck? Can you talk to Uncle Sam? Get my tax money for me. 21. Can you do something for me?
Do your thing.
Like, come on, bro.
Do your thing, 21. Do your thing. Do your thing, 21. Hey.
Like, bro.
Yeah. Cold game.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, bro, you know.
That's out of pocket. fool. That's out of pocket.
Hey, man, but we got to go back to work and do it all over again.
It's a whole nother week coming
Get the
up.
Paper. Get the paper.
Yeah. It so, does help fuel.
Yeah. A cool it makes it worth it. Yeah. It has. We have to get a silver lining out of this shit. Otherwise, we turn into those hooligans who just... I'm not going to say it. Who just...
hooligans who just steal cars and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah,
fuck those
guys. Yeah.
Like, fool. Leave people shit alone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who need to hear that. But my nigga...
It's not working.
It's not, bro. Like, just leave people shit alone, bro. Go. Yeah. It's okay to have a job, bro.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to have a job. It's okay,
bro. Bitch is like a nigga with a job, bro.
Bitch like, is like a nigga with a job.
Little do niggas know, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't let bitches fool you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Any nigga listening. Listen. Don't let them fool you, bro, because they love a nigga with a job, bro.
They love it.
As long as the money getting spent on them.
Yeah.
They don't really care how
they have
coming.
No choice but to like the job because exactly. It's fruitful.
Exactly.
It's conducive.
Like you don't got to steal a car to be the bad cool boy. Like, no, bro, that shit played.
Mm-hmm.
That shit over with. We adults, bro. We men now. They take that from that.
All right, so Snowfall. We were talking about Snowfall.
And, I fuck with Snowfall. It's like, I'm working on my...
Why is the control arm moving like that? Sit still. Joe making noise like shit. We are blasted right now.
That's funny. I'm working on my Leon.
Mm. Oh, your Leon? You have a Leon impression.
My Leon, my Franklin.
Oh, Franklin. Yeah, you have a Franklin impression. Yeah. You ready to reveal it?
Yeah, nah. All
right, handy your business.
Hold on, let me see.
You gotta get in the character?
Yeah.
He's a method actor, everybody. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Let me see if I could.
This is amazing.
Y'all seen Teddy? Hold on. Okay, I got it.
It's getting there. Okay.
Hey, hold on.
Hey,
Leon.
You almost had it. You almost had it. You have to layer it
too,
more.
But you see what I'm working with. Yeah, you know, that's
okay.
But nah, that's that's
okay. Clap it up for him.
That's the greatest shows.
Hey, man, that was a good impression.
Orange.
That's crazy.
I will be the orange. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. But yeah, the last episode of Snowfall.
It's all Louis' fault, bro.
Everything's Louis' fault.
Everything is. She keep trying to blame Franklin, cold-blooded. Bro. It's like, she called my man the devil. Nah, bitch. Yeah.
I am. But
hey, he told me
I have a reason.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Lord, right. You made me a promise.
Yeah.
You're the Oops. Devil.
Man. Wow. And she got her husband killed.
She definitely got my boy killed, man. I mean Joseph.
Teach a man how to squabble. Hey.
Teach a man how to squabble.
It's about where the bitches in the titties.
Where the bitches in the titties. With the pictures. With the titties.
Hey, that nigga remind me of my father sometimes, bro. With the bitches in the titties.
Hey, man, it's fucked up, dude. That's my man, yeah, bro. Nah, yeah, R.P.
Nigga. Uncle Jerome, man.
Kill Uncle Jerome.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, it's her fault, man.
She's walking around mad at everybody. At my shawty.
And it's like, these motherfuckers, the whole... The
what?
This nigga Teddy, like, why would he ever kill that man father? He have to kill that man father.
Well, to be fair,
I don't think he had to kill him.
You don't think Teddy had to kill Franklin Father?
Nah, he ain't have to.
I don't all think right, he so killed Franklin Father.
He did.
I think he alive.
You think so?
They never showed him die, bruh. Never showed him die.
So you think he ran away type shit?
I think he sent him away.
He can't even fuck with his wife, though.
Nah.
Why?
Because nah. I mean, for what?
It's like, bruh.
I need you to go, because the nigga was snitching.
I mean, he didn't snitch yet. He was going to snitch.
He was on the radio snitching already.
Yeah, he was. All right.
So he was like, he probably pulled up like, look, I put hot shit in your ass, pause, or you can roll out.
He said, all right, but what about my wife?
Or you can roll out. I'm like, bro, you going to ask me that right now, nigga? I'll shoot you. You keep asking me questions. This ain't no go shake, leave. Oh, I fry you like turkey bacon.
Come on, man.
I will fry you like turkey bacon.
What about my wife?
What, nigga?
It's my wife.
And then you see what happened to his wife. She trying to kill me anyway.
But he didn't know that. She went to the wrong nigga, though. Like, that fit, nigga. He
didn't even understand his reasoning.
Can't nobody get the drop on Teddy, bro. You can't get the drop on Teddy.
That's still Reed Thompson in there.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's what Jason Bourne aspires to be. I said it.
Hey, so, listen. Would you, for $75 million, would you go to the lengths that Frank did?
No. I'm not. I feel like I could have came up with a better plan than killing his father.
Mm-hmm.
I could have tortured his father, like hit him somewhere. Like, now we're going to play cat and mouse for your father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though you killed mine.
Hmm.
I'd rather just torture you with not knowing what yours is. Like, that's going to kill you even more. I'm a petty dude. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's easy to kill him.
Yeah, it's easy to kill him.
Now you mad. Mm-hmm. Now you going to confine me. Because I can never see my money, at least if I hold on to him.
Mm-hmm.
I might could get the money.
Yeah.
That's a leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Leverage.
Do you?
I'm not going to kill him. Though.
Do you think Reed has the money?
Nah, the white boy got it.
He gave it to the
Fed dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this whole time I'm like, bruh, why don't you just tell people you don't have the money?
Yeah, because he was like, it's not going to be that easy. Like, I can't just get it back to you. You know what I'm saying? Because he know he gave it to the dude.
And it's Fed money anyway.
Yeah. I mean, nah, Franklin earned that.
But it's drugs that the federal government gave them to blah, 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 blah. That's why Teddy. That's why he gave it to them. Like, I can't just keep the money.
Hey, Teddy.
He's working on his.
Yeah,
He's working on it.
You got to find like a common word or something you can come phrase or something you can come back to.
But that's how Reed. I keep saying Reed. That's how Teddy is trying to get back in the CIA.
And from now on, I'm going by Teddy.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, that's his way in. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to get back in the CIA. So I'm like, bro, you could never expect.
You're not getting that money back.
You ain't never going to see that money ever again.
Franklin don't know that. Franklin don't know what he did with the money. You think he got it in an offshore account. But old girl keep talking like Teddy got the money.
Mm.
Like, do she know something we don't know?
Who old girl?
The Spanish jump.
The Spanish jump. His Teddy jump?
Yeah.
Oh. And we lying to her too.
She told me you got $75 million. Mm-hmm. Not a third. Why you still here? Disappeared with the money.
Cause it's the shit blowing me for why he not telling people he don't got the money. Cause every time somebody bring up where's the money, he just look stupid.
Like, look, dude, every episode, bro.
He just make it look like
okay.
Like, just tell him you don't have the money.
Look like every white actor ever.
I can't get the money, and I can't give you the money because I don't have the money.
All right, so then what?
What?
Where do they go from there? It's like
they're separate ways.
Hey, you see, he was like, "Hey, look, I could disappear. You'll never see me again."
Yeah.
That boy Franklin, he like, "Hey, look, man, please don't kill me. It wasn't supposed to go down like
that." That's the thing. I'm like, you think this nigga Teddy would give a fuck about none of y'all if he had the 75? He would have just stepped off anyway.
You think he would have left?
Yeah.
I don't think.
I mean, he's still trying to get his job back, whatever.
He wouldn't have left. He didn't get no money. He a Boy Scout, like his wife said.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give him the money. Cause she ain't trying to move, bro.
Mm-mm.
She ain't trying to start a new life and shit. This nigga fucking up everybody else's life because he want to be the greatest CIA agent ever. He got down on old boy. He should have just killed him. But good thing he didn't.
So?
Because he saved Gustavo. I wanted Gustavo to make it out, man.
Who, Osa?
Yeah, man.
He made it out.
I mean, yeah, technically, but like when
they got Teddy.
When they busted him.
Mm-hmm.
When he was trying to leave the first time.
Oh, I was like, damn.
Yeah, bro. I was like,
damn.
They got up on him.
He going down.
Bro. He went, man.
But you know, the KGB guy.
Nah, he came went in crazy. Clutch. Yeah, he came in clutch.
I'm like, bro, who is this nigga? I'm like, ain't you a cop? You up here smoking cops?
Nah, he a Russian spy nigga or some shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he worked with the Russians. That's why he trying to get Teddy. He went to CIA. Oh, you need some what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had some.
Oh.
It's just. And it's too, and then I don't be trying to put too much on it.
Oh, I was about to say, nigga, yeah. You putting Molly in my shit, nigga. We are not. We ain't pulling up the lobby boys, man. The Molly boys. No,
nah, I got every function.
Yeah, I bet that'll be you and you alone. Because I am not trying to figure out what I'm like on Molly.
Oh, I bet.
Probably be on Brinkley Road. Running full speed.
I cried the first time.
You cried? I do not want to cry.
I was with a jump.
You cried with a jump?
Yeah.
You got emotional?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's adorable.
Nigga. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Crazy. She was like,
oh my God, JJ, you're so deep. You're so intense with your feelings. That's what she said. I like wearing headphones. You can hear everything I say. That's hilarious. Okay, get back to the story.
Shit. Nah, so I was like, yeah. Like, I told her, I'm like, yeah, I was going to finesse you. I had every intention on just using you for cheese. This had a third, but I actually love you. X, Y, Z. And then she was like, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love you too. This and the third, because I was going to finesse you too. I really only started talking to you because my friend told me that you spent money on girls. This and the third.
I was like,
that's cool. We both was trying to finesse each other.
So that's the Carfax she got for you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Because my man was talking to her friend.
What?
The whole time. She got invited to another girl invited one of her friends to. Like another one of our girlfriends, I believe.
Mm.
And I forgot who went with us that day. Yeah, so I think that's how it went, though. But, yeah, so I was with the other junk. Her friend was, I guess, peeping. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying old girl lunch. You know what I'm saying? Straight gentleman shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just what I do. So I'm buying her lunch. This, that, the third. You know? I guess word got back to Shorty.
The Carfax. The Carfax got back. You're credit good out here, nigga.
Yeah, you hear me? Because I'm like, all right. And it's funny because the Joan out we was at the amusement park with, she wanted to come over to my house one of them nights. Mm. But the joint I did Molly with, she wanted to take me out that same night. I'm like, oh, this the night she gonna give me the cheeks. Mm. If I don't get them cheeks, I'm gonna like be sick because I definitely wanted to smash other shorty. Now that I think about it, I wish I would have smashed other shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, fool, I'm low key sick. She was a bad little joke.
Hey, man.
Damn. If I can name drop,
we cannot. Already have to do some editing anyway.
Yeah, nah, that's cool.
You mentioned so many vices. You mentioned so many vices. You know I have to run past a board to see if I could publish that.
1 hour mark. There we go.
That's it. Oh, okay.
That's an hour mark.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. All right.
And over. Yeah, man. Yeah.
They really be giving out Carfax. Like, girl, he be spending money. You better go over there. Like, bye, bye, bye.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She gave you the Carfax. It's like, yeah, girl, he be spending
money.
Might want to go
over
there.
Shout out to the post office.
Hey. Get the applause. You got to get the applause. Hey. All right, so what's the craziest shit you seen in the casino, bro?
Niggas fight.
Oh, my God. That happens all the time.
Niggas fight. Yeah. That shit crazy. Nah, I don't really be catching no fights. I seen drunk people. Drunk people, but crazy shit. Damn, that I can remember really is.
My wife used to work there. She used to tell me, like, it used to be like a... Used to be like a thing for security, like when somebody get the triple, they just start jumping niggas. Like security just is a free license to jump somebody when they get the triple in there.
They coming out.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. They like, hey, they fighting. Y'all go ahead.
No.
We got a code 6.
Gangsta. 30 niggas. 30
like,
niggas.
Oh shit, that's a 632.
Deep.
Everybody get it coming up, they post this shit.
We are the boys in motion. We give you our devotion. Hey, putting feet on people. Oh, man.
Man, that's funny. Nah, for real, I can believe it. Yeah, that's how it be. You like, shit, we been waiting for a nigga to act up. I got some pent up aggression, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's like, damn, bro. Sorry you had to get it like this, but we got the 632 call. That's all we needed.
That's it. That sounds like an actual code. I used to do security at Six Flags, and they didn't promote me. Okay, so if I started the post office in 2015, it's probably 2013. Probably 2013.
I'm trying to remember when I worked there. I can't even remember. Man, what year were we in the...
What?
I think 10th grade. What year was the 10th grade? Hey, Siri. If I was born in 1992, what year would I have been in the 10th grade?
Y'all be asking Siri some bullshit.
She didn't catch the last part of my sentence, but it's all good.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's a year after me, so I guess I'll be, you know.
You're like, huh?
2009. Yeah, probably 2009.
I think so.
What year did you graduate?
What year did Sharklys come out? And the PlayStation 3.
PS3? Shit, before the 4? I'm like 07, probably. I'm going for 07.
What year did PlayStation 3 come out?
I'm going 07. PlayStation
3 was published the 11th of November, 2006.
Fuck. 06.
All right, bet. So, what year you said you worked in?
Well, you was working there years prior. So I was only there for like a hot summer.
Yeah. I only worked 1 year. I got fired.
What did you get fired for?
I threw my supervisor hat in the danger zone.
The danger
like,
zone?
In one of the roller coasters. Like,
oh, the ride.
Yeah. Like in one of the restricted areas.
Why did you do that?
She wouldn't let me go home. I over exaggerated, bruh. Oh. Low-key look.
Jesus Christ, hit yourself in the fucking face with the mic.
I'm glad the camera's not. Yeah, that's close.
This is fucking crazy. Are you okay?
Yeah, nah, I'm straight. That's funny. But yeah, nah, she wouldn't let me go home. Low-key, I over exaggerated the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Threw her head over the jump. You know what I'm saying? You know, she get the... She like, oh... At first, because, you know, me and her played around a lot, so she thought I was playing, but then when I did that, she like, oh, you serious? Da-da-da. So now she, I got rolled up. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, once they say we'll call you, let you know if you still got your job.
Oh, damn.
You're not getting called.
Damn. So,
and then I was on a no rehab list.
Damn.
Yeah. I had to wait, like, I guess a year or something. Another year. I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
But I really liked Six Flags. I was a ride operator. I used to tell girls, like, hey. They were like, can you hold my stuff? You're not supposed to hold your stuff.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, you got to call me daddy on the mic. Then I put the mic down to him. Can you hold my stuff, daddy? So everybody can hear him and shit. I was one of them niggas.
You one of them niggas. You was one of them.
You know what I'm saying? I hated telling the women that look pregnant, ride the ride. That shit was embarrassing, especially if they wasn't pregnant.
I mean, what you want me to do? I don't want you to have this baby on this ride.
Man, man, oh man.
So, excuse me. But I used to do security, and it was funny because I discovered that that's one of the jobs I can't do because I don't give that much of a fuck. Because you have to, like, force people to do stuff they don't want to do. And I don't want to be, like, yelling at people and putting my hands on people. I'm cooling.
Hey, bro, go stand in this line.
Yeah.
It's like, no. It's like, it's going to be that type of day.
Yeah. Like, there was one time they wanted us to motherfucking evacuate the wing in front of the Joker's Jinx, you know, the food area.
Yeah.
Niggas over there eating and shit, getting food.
Side note.
Yeah.
I was the youngest nigga to ever do.
What?
To be trained to operate something in Gotham City.
I'll give a ride of applause for that.
Jinx. Yeah, nah, I had to get it out first before which one it was. Yeah, you know, that's time it up for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Being the youngest nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's all right.
Yeah.
You in the Guinness World Book of Records?
Nah, for real. I hope so.
Mm.
You know, that's what they told me.
That's what they told you?
Yeah, because I was the only nigga. Hey, the youngest person to get trained for something in Gotham City. Because you got to be... I think like 19 to do the Gotham City stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know that's the big boy stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I did Mind Eraser, motherfucking the wooden jump, all the stuff on that little backside over there type shit. Well, like yeah. Like the whole
outline. I remember you coming in the jump.
Yeah.
There's two ways you could break off. You go up this path. Well, actually, once you come down from the front, you got the fucking swing set jump. Yeah, uh-huh. The swing set go up, chairs, whatever.
Yep.
And you break off. That's where my little perch was. I was either perched at that little hut right there to the left. Okay. It's on that side.
Because that's past the little ride that splash on the little bridge.
Yeah.
Past that jump, right?
Yeah. No. It's before you get there.
Is the carousel before that?
No. So you come in through you're getting frisked and shit, all that shit. You come in, you come down the jump. As soon as you go down, the motherfucking swings right there. But there's a way you can make a left. There's a path to the left. And, okay, that is where they do the little water shit. I forgot. But there's a little hut right there for security to stand at and give people maps and shit.
Okay.
I used to be posted there. I used to be posted at the jump on the way past the swing jump. Because there's a little hut right there. It used to be posted right there. There's a another post up further before you get to the food court right there. It's like the epicenter right there. And then, oh, man, I remember all that shit. But I just didn't remember none of the codes. I just remembered the 10-6, which was the escort. You go through the park, pick up all the money. I remember the if there's an emergency, that code, lunchtime. But yeah. That was one of the jobs where basically
nigga said lunchtime. Yeah, you know, of course you remember the lunchtime.
Got no lunchtime. You got in the lunchtime. You look at that motherfucking, your motherfucking, the little slip jump.
Yeah.
Like, what time? I start this time. I end this time. Lunch right here.
Yep.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
What was I about to say? Yeah. Then he got the little jump for emergencies or whatever. But back then, being a security, that's when I discovered that I couldn't do security because they try to make us evacuate this section. Like I said, people over there eating, chilling, minding their fucking business. And I was told to, you know, evacuate. So I was like, my voice cracked. I was like, hey, everybody, we need y'all to evacuate. Everybody looked at me and went on about their motherfucking business. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're right. I should probably. And nah, you're right. I ain't do shit. That's funny because being a rapper too, like your voice crack, you gotta start the whole song over.
Hey,
but yo. Hey, nigga, oh shit, start over. Don't worry about that.
Oh shit. I mean,
that's why I'm like, I couldn't do that job effectively because I didn't give a fuck. And being a car salesman, I'm like, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. Do you know you want a car? Just fucking buy the shit. What the fuck? You come here to argue with me, nigga? You want a car?
Yeah, it's like, what type of deal? Like, we could talk about what you trying to get.
That's crazy,
what
bro.
What you can get. But it's like, to argue about that? No, bro. We not finna.
That's the only place a nigga want what you got, but come here to argue with you about it.
Yeah.
And exactly. You still might leave without it.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
What you all that arguing with me for, bro?
Bro, I feel sorry for car salesmen because I could deal with your goofy ass for 8 hours and you still, at the end of the day, don't even want this car.
Yeah, because it's like.
Because it's a long process.
You want to get the sale.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like to go through all of that for an extended period of time.
I got to get it paid for fucking with you this long.
Yeah, bro.
Like, yeah, for real, just off the strength.
It's like, damn. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, nah. You got to be good at negotiating.
Like, yeah. I could motherfucking, you want the new, the Chevy. All right, cool. All right, bet. You want black? All right, cool. All right, your credit not working out? Okay, let me see what I can work for you.
Yeah.
All right, this bank over here said you don't got that? All right, cool. You need a cosigner? All right, let me see if I can get somewhere to get. I'm like, bro, and at the end of the day, you can't even get it.
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's another job.
Shout out to the car sales.
Shouts to them. That's a crazy gig. I couldn't do it.
Trash men get paid nicely. But
they
I
do.
Couldn't deal with the smell. Yeah, they get paid real good.
Hmm.
But I couldn't do with the smell, bro.
That smell like curry and shit? Literally. Like a curry on your clothes and all that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
That's a good question. I'm gonna ask a trash man. I hate trash men, though.
Why?
They put the fucking trash cans in front of the mailboxes, bro.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, bro. It's like, fool. Hey, trash man. Y'all listening, bro. Put the trash cans in front of the mailbox, blood.
Have you ever noticed that, like,
don't do that
on like a super hot day, trash like
reeks more.
It reeks more. But when people eat seafood and their shells and shit are out on the super hot day, that is a it smell stands out.
Yeah, especially when all of that shit is in the big dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Woo, the big dumpster?
Yeah.
Woo! Should be humming. Yeah. Humming like motherfucking Kid Gutty.
It's like, then it's overflowing. Mm. Oh, man. Mm. Come on. Oh, man. Mm. No. No. No.
So, that leads me to my next topic. This could be our final topic. What is the craziest shit you've seen in a post office on the street?
Oh, some funny shit that happened to me one time. Mm-hmm. I'm walking. The lady, she like, of course she on something.
Mm-hmm.
She walked past me. She was like, hey, I'm trying to be your girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, nah, I'm good. She was like, I can't touch you. She tried to grab my butt. I was like, nah, you can't touch me. She talking about, why I can't touch you? Come here, boy, let me touch you.
Like, you were harassed.
I'm like, hey, lady, get the fuck
off. Oh, no. You.
Hey, man.
She tried to take advantage of you?
She talking about, I can't touch you. What you mean I can't touch you? I'm like, hey.
She tried to pinch your butt? What? We cannot laugh about this. This is a serious matter. Wow. You were me too.
Hey, yo. That was funny as shit. Seen naked people outside. Yeah.
You seen naked people outside?
People, lady. Of course, she off some. Stand outside. Butt ass naked. Yelling about some. Just nothing. Just yelling. Nothing. Just making noise outside. Butt ass nigga. I'm like, hey, yo. Somebody come get this lady, man. Like,
who mother is this? So.
Come on now.
Greatest shit to have in the post office. I have a barrage. Okay, so. That situation you just mentioned is funny because. Uh-huh. Oh, but that situation you mentioned is funny because that cat happened to me before too. So what happened was I was delivering mail. I think I was on 25th Avenue, you know, right there, the corner of 25th Avenue and Keaton Street. Right there before you hit that little circle joint, that's like the 24th place, 124th place over here, 124th place over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that joint. And I'm walking, and it was the, okay, I don't know how I was to say this, but a crackhead lady.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
She was like.
She was off something.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, you're so handsome. And she just walked away. I was like, what the fuck? Matter of fact, she didn't walk away. She vanished, bro.
Hey.
She teleported. I didn't know where she went. She just, I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, I can believe it. I can believe it.
She just ran and hit in the hole somewhere or something. I don't know. They burrowed tunnels around Temple Hills. All around, they got a network of tunnels. All the crackheads have a network of tunnels.
She like leaned up against a brick wall. She had on a whole camouflage outfit. Shorty blended in.
Next thing. All right, so I saw somebody. I saw a house get, I saw a truck. I would deliver mail. I saw a truck pull up. It was like two squad cars with them. They go in this house, And I tell you, I lied to you not. It was a truck full of niggas. They go in his house, and I lied to you not, like 4 minutes later, house gutted.
Crazy.
Everything about that motherfucker. Gutted from everything. Everything out on the front in 4 minutes. Nigga, I was doing a relay.
Damn.
By the time I get back, I was like, damn.
Hey, yo.
Ghost town. Next. I saw somebody get put out. I saw a shorty put her nigga out.
Hey, yo.
She threw out all his clothes, his hoverboard.
Not the hoverboard.
It was the year that niggas, everybody got hoverboards for Christmas.
The era of the hoverboard.
Yeah. I was like, that shit's crazy. What else? I saw a man in a dress sitting out on his front porch. Old man just sitting out in a woman's dress.
It like a creep me out. Dress?
No, it wasn't a sun. It was like a gown.
Yeah.
It was like a wedding dress. Type. And I know everybody's thinking it wasn't like a nightgown. No. This is like a fucking, you just want a Grammy gown.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, it creeped me the fuck out. He had on women's shoes too. Shit creeped me out. What else happened?
How old was this nigga?
Old. Like he looked like Mr. He looked like the old nigga off of Boondocks that was fighting Grandpa.
Damn.
He looked just like him. Stank man. There you go.
Damn.
Yeah, he looked just like him. Shit, this shit happened like last Christmas. A nigga tried to fight me.
He kept his Foot Locker package, bro.
No. Cause I don't know what was wrong with
Christmas
him.
Jordans.
I don't know.
He was off something.
Probably. He must have been. But I'm walking, delivering, listening to my podcast and shit in my headphones. So I passed his house already, and this is on my townhouse jump. 3800 block. Uh-huh. So townhouse. Already passed this nigga crib. He come out the house. Hey, you got anything else for over here?
I hate them niggas.
So I kind of ain't hear him. So I finally hear him. I take my headphone out like, what you say? He said, I said, you got anything else over here, nigga? I was like, what? He was like, nigga, if I read myself again, I was like, he said something. I was like, nigga, whatever. And I put my headphone back in. He like, what you mean, whatever? I'm like, bro, you cursing at me. I don't got to talk to you no more. You cursing at me. Fuck out of here. And he was like, hey. You better motherfucker walk off, nigga. You better not come back over here. I'm like, bruh. All right. I don't know what was wrong with him, but.
Hey, yo, that was funny.
I guess I got the last laugh because he doesn't even live there anymore.
That's crazy. That's funny as shit.
I deliver his mail, but he doesn't live there anymore.
Nah, I'm in a.
Let me see that later.
I'm in a squabble right now.
A squabble?
Yeah.
Ooh.
One of my
no.
Clients.
Why?
Customers. Cause man.
Why? What happened?
He disrespected me the other day. You know what I'm saying? I dislike another thing I dislike about the post office is the customers when they write on the mail wrong person. It's like fool. You don't gotta write that biggest shit on this person's mail, bro.
Thanks. I would much rather you just throw the fuck away.
You know what I'm saying? At that point, it's like, bro, don't do that. Customers, don't write on the mail. it's unnecessary. Don't do that.
Wrong just, mail. Stop just, sending. Second attempt. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stupid ass mailman. This is the wrong.
You know what I'm saying? If you need to, just put ANK on that jump. But if it's the wrong address, just put it back in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just flag it up. Just put it, point it straight up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We look at it and get it. But don't come out and say, and you need to pay attention. It's like, hey, nigga. Yeah. It's like,
oh, yeah.
I see numbers fucking day, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes that, yeah, I see the same numbers every day. Yeah, I get it.
That'll get
you
it
would
done.
Think, you would think I can see that, but it's like, I'm thumbing through this shit fast, boy.
Hey, you know what that translate into?
You know what I'm saying?
What's pay attention, it? Bitch ain't stupid.
Yeah, bro, like,
bitch ain't stupid as well, man. Learn how to count, bitch.
Yeah, like, fuck wrong with you. Like, you know how to read, bitch.
Read, learn how to read and count, bitch.
Yeah, like, fuck you, I can't read.
Don't nobody live here by that name, stupid ass bitch.
like, we don't have like a list of everybody that live in your fucking house. We don't have a list of
them. No. Like, no, we don't.
You would like to give us one, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
And on top of that, these are usually like black people, and like we have random people living in our house from time to time. Just,
you know what I'm saying?
Milking for it over here. And
exactly, bro. The Mexicans, yeah, we all of the. Anything Spanish going to that show?
Yeah, like I don't even want to be feeling like racist, but if if it's one of those names on there, it's going in your house. It's one of them names on there. I don't want to say the names because that'd be a little. But if it's one of them names on there,
Rodriguez,
Lopez, it's going in there.
All of them.
Say what you want,
Eduardo,
Medina. Fuck you. It's going in there. Iglesias, it's going in there. It's going in there.
It's in there. Fuck
you try it out. We're going to try it out today.
Oh, man, what'd he say? I'm like, sir, if you don't mind, can you don't have to write this big on the mail.
You hollered at him?
Yeah.
Why you hollering? Come on.
I was sick of it that day. You hear me?
I was sick of it.
You know what I'm saying? I was annoyed about something. I'm like, I'm going to go about it respectfully because I hate it when they come disrespectful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, sir, if you don't mind, next time, can you not write, you know what I'm saying, in the mail? He looking at me, bro. I'm like, all right, maybe I didn't say it loud enough.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, sir. Like, if you don't mind, next time, can you not write on the mail? You hear me?
I'm going to spin the block again.
So it's like, he's still looking at me. I'm like, nah. I said it loud enough, bro. Nah, I'm like, this nigga playing with me.
This nigga playing with me.
I'm like, bro. So I look at him. We lock eyes. He get on the car. We lock eyes. I'm like, sir, did you hear what I said? He's talking about.
What he say?
Nigga look me dead in my eyes to about up and down. Yeah, I heard you. I'm like, oh, you bitch ass nigga.
Oh, he was on your head.
I'm like, oh, you heard me. Oh, you straight ignored me both times.
Hey, hit it with an air horn button.
What?
I think it's the blue one right there. No, that one. Next to it. No. Let me try bottom.
What? Red?
No.
That's a rock and roll
one. Try the purple one. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Oh.
Green.
I thought there was an air horn button on there.
Nah, no air horn, cuz.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that's what you're talking about. Nah. Okay. If it ain't that. Nah, man. That shit's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, he talking about, yeah, I heard you. I'm like, oh. This nigga heard me. Straight ignored me both times. I'm like, sir. He talking about. What? You need to learn how to read. I'm like, you gonna lean on me like that? I'm like, what? He talking about, if you read the mail next time or pay attention, then I ain't gonna have to do that. I said, all right, well, you could pick your mail up from the post office. Right? What are you talking about?
Right.
You hear me? I don't know if he heard that. So it was like day one was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they probably delivered his mail Saturday. because I was off.
You gotta let people know you being petty, bro.
I forgot to put the hose slipping in. You know what I'm saying? I be being lazy sometimes when it comes to my clothes and procedures. You know what I'm saying? You know, like my casing and shit like that. I gotta put my forwards in. And
hey,
shit like that.
Let me do a little sidebar. So I had these people mail on hold for like it was longer than.
Oh, you need a bookie.
They mail was on hold for longer than I expected because it was like a couple days late. And they called up then. They was like they wanted to be aggressive, but I was like he called me up there. And it was like, Temple's post office. How you doing? He's like, hello. I was like, yeah. He's like, Is this the carrier? I'm like, well, I don't know yet. What's your address? They tell me the address. I'm like, yeah. How you doing? They're like, yeah, my mail on hold. We ain't got the mail back yet. What's going on? I was like, oh, well, yeah, I got your mail here, and I got the two packages, too, that you was looking for, because I know you're probably looking for packages. I got the packages for you, too. They in here, too. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, all right. And then I guess her husband was in the background. He was like, it's coming today, right? I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm coming to stay around like 11:30, 12 o'clock. I'll be there. He's like, oh, all right. Have a nice day. I was like, yeah, man, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the abort mission. Like, yeah, nigga, I got you, bro. Like, relax. We be knowing, bro. Like, y'all got to understand. We know.
We know. Now, back to your story. I'm sorry for the sidebar.
Nah, that was it. Like,
so, just, what is the...
I'm in the... Like, nah.
You got to see him tomorrow.
What you mean?
Y'all
I ain't get
that.
No mail tomorrow.
Oh,
I ain't get no mail. It's over. He gotta come pick. I'm waiting for him to call.
What if he come see you outside?
Hey, I want my apology.
You want your apology?
Yeah, I want an apology.
Ooh,
you disrespected me for no reason, bro. Like, I'm not taking no disrespect, bro.
Ooh.
Sick of that. Especially from older people, bro. Like, I'm an adult, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only person I could say that disrespected me,
stomp,
you know,
stomp him in the nuts.
I kind of got.
Fuck granddad.
I kind of got the last word on a guy that disrespected me because they got sat out. I guess he should have took a job at the post office. He would have fucking afforded his place. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a little something over there. Woo! You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Bum ass nigga. All right, let me get another bum ass nigga. Let me get another stupid ass nigga. Let me get another sleep ass nigga. Learn a different way to take care of your family. Figure that shit out, my nigga. Real fucking quick. Immediately.
All of my exes are just friends. Are friends I don't have anymore. Head ass nigga.
Okay, I'm sloppy and petty.
That's funny as hell. Yeah, I guess you could say that's the last laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
It's like damn, but at the same time, like ha,
ha, ha. Niggas get put out quick over that motherfucker though.
Man.
You know, it don't take long for them people to be in your house fucking painting, taking shit out.
I was like, damn, then these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I was like, already? Yeah. Because it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I see,
Oh, shit. What you trying to hold back, huh? What you trying to hold back? It's all right. Well, look, we have to wrap up the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it
is. We did a whole lot of work.
134.08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a lot of work today. We talked about a lot. We discussed a lot. We cried together.
Jubs, man.
Like you did with Shorty.
Hey, man.
She was funny. Well, did it work? Did crying work?
Yeah, I got the cheeks eventually. I got the cheeks.
Crying usually works. That's a swaggy move.
At night, though, I ain't got no cheeks.
Oh, man.
We stayed up all night and just talked.
But no, that's swaggy, though.
Yeah.
I never felt despair about a woman like you before. Then you start crying. Ooh. Man. That's like the Mac sauce on top of the burger.
Hey, that's an extra Mac.
Extra Mac.
Yeah, because it's like, I only cried in front of like three jokes. Probably like four. If I cry in front of you, I love you, girl. You know I love you.
That's a lie, women. We cry to get out of arguments. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on a new episode of Channel Orange. I've been your esteemed host, LK, the God, the Deity, the Mogul, the O1, I mean the Shogun in the O1, but the O1 is gone. I have a 2018 now, you know, things a little different. Thank you for subscribing on YouTube, you know, leaving some kind words, 5-star review, comment, you know, let us know you're out there. Shouts out fans abroad, you know, we got fans in like Austria or something.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Australia also, you know what I'm saying? Aussies, you know what I'm saying? You can reach the gang on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. So what is it? What's that outdated engine? Pandora. There it is. We're everywhere. Podcasts are available. People listen to stuff with not only their ears, but their hearts. I've been here with Gino himself.
You know what I'm saying?
Gino.
Gino.
Last time you wanted me to call you the real Johnny Bravo. Is that still in attack or intact?
Yeah. I'm forgetting my many nicknames.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been your boy. It's been a pleasure, man.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but some, you know, ain't nothing but a little bit straightening. Have a little bit straightening. All right. Tell us when you love him, gang.
FSOD. Burn up.
FSOD. FSOD.